Let us pray. As I said, this prayer comes from the Presbyterian Church in Canada, and as such it is being prayed, no doubt, in congregations all across Canada today. And so we pray it without editing, not because it's so wonderful that your lives would be impoverished if I didn't, but because I think there's incredible value in saying we are part of this denomination, good and bad, right and wrong, in the past. We are still here and we are committed to it. And this prayer is one that helps us see that and see the value in being part of a larger group. We bring you our prayers for the world, for people and communities harmed by discrimination and hate, for your church and for those we are in relationships with and love. Creator God, you created us in your image and set us in the world to live in peace with you and one another. We pray for those who are hurt and hurting because of false beliefs about the superiority of a particular race, class, or gender. Let your truth and justice bring healing. Comforting God, we pray for healing in the communities and families of all who experienced residential schools. Hold in your loving care and bless with strength and courage those who pursue healing, truth, and reconciliation. Let your grace and power bring new life. We pray for strength and healing for all survivors and intergenerational survivors of residential schools. And we pray for healing for the siblings, family, and friends of those who were taken from home but did not return, and for the intergenerational impacts the schools continue to cause today in families and communities. God of transforming love, the wounds of racism continue to this day, embedded in the fabric of our institutions and governments. Let your compassion and wisdom flow through all public policies and practices. Where power is hoarded, bring your equity and justice. Where racism is resisted, bring your courage and strength to acknowledge and address it. We pray that our communities, churches, and countries will be places where there is justice and where people advocate for dignity for all creation. We pray for people whose bodies, minds, and souls are in pain and those struggling with physical or mental illness. For people who experience violence in their relationships, in their home, workplace, community, or country, and for those who have been displaced by war, unjust economic systems, the climate crisis, and ongoing impacts of colonization around the world. For people living with housing insecurity, where home is inadequate for the needs of the people it must shelter, is unsafe, unaffordable, or inaccessible. For people who are struggling with economic insecurity, barriers to education or employment, unfairness in policies or practices. For people at the front lines of social support systems who daily face the evidence of systemic racism and continue to strive for the safety and dignity of people and creation. Hear us now as we pray in silence. Lord, hear our prayer. Amen.